Americans who are upset about the rising price of gasoline are expressing their frustration in a number of ways. A lot of them are driving less. Some are selling their cars. Others are calling for a political solution. Brent Burns wrote a song. Pain at the pump is typical of the country music artist's creative approach of looking at serious issues from a humorous perspective.
I'm a songwriter and usually do funny songs.
For over 30 years, Brent Burns has found his inspiration in the nation's serious issues.
You know, if we had no humor in our lives, it would be a pretty boring life. Even in times of great turmoil, sometimes it's good to have some comedic relief. I picked on the French people one time with a song called FTF, Forget the French. I pick on rich white people, people who have too much money.
Pain at the pump grew out of America's anger at the rising price of gas.
It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, as we say in America. It is serious, the price of gasoline to the entire world, but sometimes it's better to laugh than cry.
Well, we got pain at the pump. They think that we're all chumps. They're playing games with the price of crude. They're not just pumping oil. They're drilling menus. The big man's getting rich, and the little man's getting screwed.
Pain at the Pump, one of the cuts on Burns' latest CD, Ragtops and Flip-Flops, is his second song about high gas prices. He wrote Cheaper Crude or No More Food in 1979.
It got in the top 40 in America, and the last time that song was out, I was actually interviewed by Voice of America also. So it did really well. It was quite an international stir, the cheaper crude or no more food.
But today's gas crisis, he says, is different from the one three decades ago.
It was a different time. During the first song, people kind of blamed OPEC nations for the high price of gasoline, because they were the major producers. So they had an embargo in 73 and then a shortage in 79 and 80. More recently, really, I don't think anybody really knows if there's really someone to point at and blame completely for the problem. Is it OPEC? Is it our politicians not taking care of us, looking out for our best interests?
The American people, Burns says, should also take some blame for the current situation.
This has kind of woke us up to the fact that we need to use less energy and use more natural resources of our own to be less dependent on international oil, explore technologically other ways of producing energy, you know, nuclear or biofuels or hybrid engines. So I think this crisis may have a good ending.
These days, Burns is busy promoting his new album and working on a new collection of humorous country music. He says that doesn't give him a chance to do what he likes most, international travel.
I'm so busy playing in the States that I haven't found as much time to go traveling overseas. But I love to travel overseas because if you've never been out of the United States, you don't understand there is another world out there and other beliefs and other thoughts and other ways to look at things.
Brent Burns says the feedback he's received on Pain at the Pump so far is exceeding his expectations. He says it reaffirms what he has long believed, that people need a humorous perspective on the most serious problems in life. I'm Faith Lapidus.